Good morning. 7:57 a.m. Mountain Standard Time here on the High Plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Happy National Is That Clock Right Day to those who celebrate. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Stuck it in my pocket without hiding. Without hiding the window. There. That way I don't accidentally tap the screen and shut off the recording and not know it. So, in theory, it's 7-ish, but my mind still thinks it's 8-ish. It's all right. The sun is warm. And the day is otherwise cold and a bit brisk. Not real windy, but windy enough. Okay, that's awkward. I'm trying not to bump too many cords or cables or introduce too many extraneous noises into the audio stream here. All right, I had to do that. I walk in the leaves. There are piles of leaves beside the road here, so it's like, okay, I'm gonna walk in the leaves. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Ah, mostly cloudy. It's a lot of blue sky, but there's more cloud than blue. And when the sun shines through, it's really bright. There's really brilliant yellow trees here. And an awful lot of green still left around, if I'm going to be honest. There's a little, most of it's turning yellowish, but yeah. Not much going on this morning beyond. Yeah, okay. It's morning. I'm walking. I'm really enthusiastic about it. I've had my breakfast. I've had some coffee. Had a little reading time. I am still reading Wayside Inn. Not Wayside Inn. What the hell am I talking about? Wandering Inn. Book 7. I'm still amazed. The thing is, it's not... I can't decide if it's really one book or a couple of different series that have been blended together over time and woven. It's quite astounding. I'm finding it quite amazing. Inspiring even. Which is why I keep reading it, because the more I read it, the more I want to be writing. The more I want to be writing, yes, the better I feel. So the key here is going to be getting that want to be writing to actually putting my butt in a chair and closing all the extraneous windows. I worked with my new yeast for the first time yesterday. I needed to bake bread, and I got on it early in the day. I wasn't sure how much different working with active yeast was going to be. So I started early in the day figuring, well, okay, we can do this. And it was a good thing I started early. Let's just leave it at that. I think I didn't start early enough, but it was sufficient that I had the bread out of the oven by 7 o'clock. But I think I started at 10. So it was a long day of having bread in the works. The activation period was rather short. I only gave it like 5 or 10 minutes, and I put the yeast that I needed. I used 6 grams as opposed to 3. I only needed, in theory, I only needed, well, inclusive, instead of 4. I really only needed 5, but I went with 6. Because the difference in 1 gram and between 5 grams and 6 grams is really small. And since I wasn't planning on an overnight rise, I didn't need to keep it short. So I figured, well, what the hell? We'll go with 6 grams. Six grams out of a 1 pound bag. It's going to take me a while. It's going to take me a while to get through this. I put it in a Ziploc bag, pushed all the air out of the Ziploc bag, and then zipped it up. Somebody suggested, I'm sorry, I saw the comment, but now I've forgotten who it was that made it, to put it into something like baby food jars and freeze it a little bit at a time. And that's a really good idea. I had baby food jars. But I made a couple of mistakes. I made a couple of things that I do differently. I put the yeast in a little custard cup, and then took some of the water that I was going to use for the recipe and dissolved the yeast in the custard cup. And the problem with that is that I left a lot of yeast in the cup. I wound up doing something rash. I wound up taking the custard cup and rinsing it out in the cooking bowl so I could get as much of that yeast out of the cup as possible. I think in hindsight what I'll do is measure the yeast, measure the water, put the water in the bowl, and then put the yeast in the big bowl and let it proof up in situ, as it were. My bread mixing technique is somewhat different, apparently. And I'm not apparently technically auto-leasing, but more just messing around with water and dough. I am in probably technically making a levain or a leaven by mixing all the water, half the flour, and yeast, and then letting it sit for an hour. And usually in an hour, it expands enough to fill the bowl. I have a big bowl. Well, it's large. Corningware bowls. And an hour is about all I can leave it before it starts to get too high. Then I put the rest of the flour and salt in it. Get in with my fingers and start chonking away. Squeezy, squeezy. Makes a nice ragged dough. Puts things together nicely, usually. And then about once every hour, I go back to the bowl and pull and turn, pull and turn. Work the dough in the bowl until it seems like I've done it enough, and then let it go for another hour. So usually I do that two times, the mix, and then two more times. Yesterday I did the mix and three more times. I had the time, so I figured, let's see if I can't get this crumb developed a little bit better, so I can get the structure built up a little more. That had very little to do with the yeast and much more to do with the gluten in the flour. And I had a lot more gluten to work with. I usually make 20% whole wheat. Out of the 1,000 grams, 200 grams of it is usually whole wheat. And it makes for nice, bready, almost nutty kind of loaf. It gives a little extra body, a little extra texture, a little extra flavor. And I went and pulled my bag of whole wheat flour out and realized there's only about 100 grams in the bottom of the bag. And it wasn't even that. It was only like 70. So I topped it off with white flour. Come up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Wrong post. So I topped it off with white flour and called it good. So it's mostly just white bread. Just snotted all over my gloves. But it baked up good. And it baked up good. I got good oven spring. Had some a nice crust crackle when I got it cooled. It wasn't as dark. Sometimes I'm very very careful about temperature and timing on the bake, and sometimes they come out really dark. They come out like looking almost burnt on the top. And these came out nice toasty brown. Good spring. So I'm really pleased. I'm really happy with the way the first pass of Red Star active yeast came out. And rather than play with King Arthur flour whole wheat anymore, I did order another 5-pound bag of Einkorn. If I'm using it for flavor, the Einkorn does have a unique and satisfying flavor profile to it. So I went ahead last night and ordered another 5-pound bag. And it's warming up nice. I don't need to zip this coat anymore. So yeah, it's good. It was a good day yesterday. In spite of the fact that I got to the end of the day, or I went to this morning, opened up my timesheet, and according to my timesheet, I didn't do a damn thing yesterday. I did the first two steps in my morning routine, and that was it. Didn't record the walk. I didn't record breakfast. The normal things, a little checkoff. It's like my little morning dopamine hits. It's like, yes, I did one. I did something. I did the thing. at least something. I didn't even check those off. So sort of like, is this timesheet really doing what I wanted to do? I started thinking about that this morning. Is this really what I want to be doing? And the goal is to be in the moment. The goal is to be aware and to be in the moment and to be taking, not taking advantage of the moment, but using the moment. In order to do that, I have to know that I'm actually in the moment, or that I have something that I'm supposed to be doing, which is what the checklist does for me in the morning. It reminds me, oh yeah, I have to, let me go cheat my way through for the words again, and then read the morning reading again, and then write the positive thought for the day, and then the haiku. Lately, I've been doing the Writer's Coffee Club, which I'm not too sure the value. I'm going through and reading what some of the other people. Today's question, today's prompt was, "What's the best money you ever spent as a writer?" And there's like, I don't spend much. Publisher, I spend a lot, but as a writer, I don't spend much. And I guess I'm one of those people who actually separates those two out mentally quite diligently. Yes, it's all part of the Durandus limited umbrella, but the two tasks are widely disparate in terms of what do I do as a publisher versus what I do as a writer. I sometimes tell people, writing is easy, getting paid for it is hard. By comparison. Writing is not easy, or I'd have 100 novels by now. And that question, coupled with the, what was the best money you ever spent on writing as a writer? And I went with the registration fee that I pay the state so that I have Durandus Limited, which let me open the bank accounts in the company name and lets me keep all of the inputs and outflows in a single well-managed space, as opposed to my personal checking account, which covers everything else. So I don't know, I gotta figure out what I'm doing. What I'm doing, I'm trying not to say the word wrong. What I'm doing wrong, because I don't want to. It's a judgmental word. What am I doing that's interfering with what I want to have done? Is much more where I want to be in my headspace. What am I doing that's not? What was I trying to accomplish with the timesheet? The checklist, yeah, the checklist is good. I like the checklist. I'll keep the checklist. The timesheet? Do I keep the timesheet? I don't know. Morning. Having the timesheet and not using it. I do an end-of-day summary. Just a couple sentences of what the day was. So I usually wind up doing them the next morning, saying what the day was before. Which kind of defeats the purpose. I know I've I very rarely ever go back and look at them. I think yesterday when I was looking up to see when I started baking bread, or the day before when I started looking up when I started baking bread, that's one of the first times I've actually used this Obsidian Vault note-taking app that I've got to look up something that I needed a date for. So, you know, trying to think about, all right, when it was working, what did I do? And how is that different from what I'm doing now? And was the change necessary? Or was the change imposed on me by circumstance? Good morning. And it was imposed on me by circumstance, and I never reset. Or I tried to reset and it didn't work because I wasn't ready to reset yet or something. I don't know. So I'm going to go back and try to try some of the old things that I used to do all the time. I don't know if I want to do word sprints yet, but Pomodoro, if I bring up Lonesome Traveler and set it for 25 minutes and do that 4 times over the course of the day, That's 2 hours of writing. Should be 2,000 words. Or maybe I set a goal of 2,000 words. Once I hit 2,000 words, I can go fight with X4 Foundations again. I can go read or something. I don't know. I have to figure out what I'm going to do for dinner tonight. I have stew beef and 2 frozen dinners. It's about the size of it. I should have 20/20 hindsight. I should have soaked beans. I could have baked beans today. That would have been delicious. Ah, well. That's a problem for later this morning, me. Or maybe later this afternoon, me. It's not a problem I need to solve right now. Because right now, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.